This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk is on trial in San Francisco, accused of defrauding investors who say they lost money when he broadcast a tweet saying he's considering taking Tesla off the public stock market at $420 a share, quote, funding secured. The deal never happened, but Musk says he'd met with a Saudi government investment fund about money for this, although a specific amount was not discussed. Musk previously has paid a fine for the tweet, but this suit is a class action. Following this is Eric Gordon, a lawyer and a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, who helps us here from time to time. Hi, Eric.
Hello, David.
All right, so what do you make of this? What are the key issues here?
There are a couple of key issues. I mean, one issue ultimately is whether anybody should believe Musk when he tweets. In the trial, the key issue for Musk is not going to be whether it was false or misleading, because the judge has said that tweet is false or misleading. Key issue is going to be, did the plaintiffs lose their money because of that tweet? And here's the clever thing Musk has come up with. He says, well, maybe the stock price didn't go up because I said funding is secured. Maybe the stock price went up because I said I'm considering taking it private. And even if funding secured is false and misleading, I was considering taking it private. So I get off because, well, the stock price didn't go up because of funding secured.
By the way, Musk now testifies that he really did have the funding to take Tesla private. He just didn't do that in the end. Now, another interesting phrase we heard from Mr. Musk is that there are limitations to communicating on Twitter because of the short form nature of what is a tweet. He said you can be truthful, but you can't be comprehensive in that format. But here's another Musk quote. Just because I tweet something does not mean people believe it or act accordingly. That's kind of like the irony defense. Maybe I'm saying one thing, but I mean something else, and it's up to people to not listen to me.
You know, and maybe that's the best advice he's ever given us. Don't believe everything I say. You can't say a lot on Twitter, but you could say funding almost secured. That would have fit into a tweet.
Right. But I mean, is this a world where we're not accountable for anything we say when we are at the helm of a public company, unless it's in an official government filing stamped by the official corporate secretary and, logged in at the government regulator's office?
Boy, that could be one of the lessons of this case. Don't rely on anything unless it's got that official SEC thing and the SEC can come after you, which, of course, they already have come after him to the tune of $20 million. But maybe we just can't count on the legal system to protect us against the ordinary kinds of things we think the legal system should protect us against.
In stepping back from this case, you know, when you think about it, Eric, right, going forward, now, should any investor pay attention to anything that Elon Musk says if it's not in some very official forum?
I'm going to take everything he says with a salt shaker full of salt. But in future cases, Musk might have a really terrific defense. He might be able to say, look, it's not reasonable for anybody to rely on anything I say. Pretty clever.
The University of Michigan's Eric Gordon teaches at the law school and also at the Ross School of Business there. Eric, always good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David.